Oh, yay, we got to hear the whole song. Sushi and the Banshees. Kiss them for me. It is straight up 12 o'clock, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane, and we are halfway through Something About the Women, which is here every Saturday between 11 and 1, playing music by women across all musical genres. The show is hosted by Sue and by Kirsten and by me. And when I host the show, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon, and it's a six-song set. Could be a spotlight on an artist or on a theme. So April is National Poetry Month, so I thought, you know, pretty much all songs could be considered poems, at least their lyrics could. But there are actually songs that have been released by women who are actually setting poems to music. And we are going to hear a six-pack of that today. Here we go.
Introduction, introduction to poetry. Introduction, introduction to poetry. Ask them to take a poem, hold it up to the light like a color slide. Like a color slide. I ask them to take a poem and hold it up to the light like a color slide. Pressing air against his hive, pressing air against his hive, like a color slide. I say, drop a mouse into a poem, watch him probe his way out, walk inside, like a color slide. I say, drop a mouse into a poem, watch him probe his way out, or just walk inside. Walk inside the poems room. 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 Feel the walls for a light switch.
All they want to do is tie the poem to a chair with rope, torture to a chair, introduction to poetry. All they want to do is tie the poem to a chair, introduction to poetry, torture to a chair, introduction to poetry. They begin beating it with a hose, beating it with a hose, beating it with a hose. With a host to find out what it really means.
Introduction, introduction to poetry. Introduction, introduction to poetry. Introduction, introduction to poetry. Introduction, introduction to poetry.
Less seldom than a wave is wave.
is deeper than the sea. Higher than the sky.
anywhere I go, you go, my dear. I fear no fate, for you are beautiful. You are my world, my dream, and it's you are whatever a moon has always meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. You are whatever has always meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. You are moon as my moon, and whatever the always sing sun is saying, you are as no one knows. It's the root of the root and the bud of the bud and the root of the root and the bud of the bud and the root of the root and the bud of the bud.
Together, for I smell when my family.
All right, there you have it, our six pack at noon today in honor of National Poetry Month. That was a six pack of poems set to music. And we started out with Patty Larkin. That was Introduction to Poetry. It's a poem by Billy Collins. And that is from Patty's latest record released a year ago, Bird in a Cage. And Bird in a Cage is entirely poetry, poems set to Patty Larkin's tunes. Introduction to Poetry. Then we heard the story, Love is More Thicker Than Forget. That is an E.E. Cummings poem. And that was going all the way back to 1991 from their album Grace in Gravity. The one and only Stevie Nicks with Annabelle Lee, which is a poem by Edgar Allan Poe. And that was from Stevie's album, In Your Dreams. Local artist Kate McGarry, she grew up on Cape Cod, and she and I went to high school together. And now she is a Grammy-nominated and award-winning singer. That was another E.E. Cummings poem, set to music, I Carry Your Heart, from Kate's 2008 album, If Less Is More, Nothing Is Everything. Joni Mitchell with If, which is a Rudyard Kipling poem from Joni's 2007 album, Shine. And we just heard a live cut from Sinead O'Connor, I Am Stretched on Your Grave. And that is a 17th century poem that was written in Irish and later translated into English. But I love Sinead. And I love poetry, and I love music. So thank you for listening to the music we play here on Something About the Women. And I have about a half hour left. Brian Young is in the house. He's coming up at 1 o'clock with a crash course for the ravers.
If I had a jetpack, the first thing that I'd do is fly above the gridlock and come to you. Peek into the windows on Fifth Avenue to see how the other side lives. And if I had a jetpack, I would strap it on. I'd get out of this one room and I'd be gone to where there's real houses and big front lawns. If I had a jetpack, I'd take you up with me. At last we'd both be free past the Statue of Liberty in my jet. If I had a jetpack, I'd fly above the bridge. I'd wave to all my friends who thought I'd never rise again. I'd fly above the stadium to watch my team win. Watch my team win. And if I had a jetpack, I'd bust into your door. I'd take you by the hand to the Jersey Shore. And underneath the moonlight, you'd want me even more. I'd take you up so high. If I dropped you, you would die. But I want you by my side in my jet. Time roll away.
sit on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've got nothing to live for, and nothing's gonna come my way. I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide run away. Sit on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Looks like nothing's gonna change, no, no. This loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles around just to make this dock my home. Yeah, I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll. Wasting time, wasting time.
special lady. I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies of lactation. Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Oh, wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
I don't know how. Thank you.
Michel and Andeggio Cello with the Dolly Parton song, believe it or not. That was Two Doors Down. Before that, we heard the Staples Singers, I'll Take You There, Fifth Dimension, with One Less Bell to Answer. And we heard a couple of live cuts before that, 10,000 Maniacs, Hey Jack Kerouac. That was from their MTV Unplugged album. Sarah Bareilles with Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay, live at the Fillmore. And we started out that set of music with Jill Sobule and Jetpack. It is 12:53, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Jane. It's been great hanging out with you the last couple of hours. As I said, Brian Young is in the house coming up at 1 o'clock, Crash Course for the Ravers. So you definitely want to be listening this afternoon. It's a beautiful day. We're in the middle of, Passover. Easter Sunday is tomorrow. We're also doing Ramadan. So, you know, if you're celebrating, I hope it's a good time. The world is a you-know-what show, so take solace in your music and take solace in the song to play us out today. This is The Chicks and March, March, everybody. Peace out.
March to my own drum, march, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. Oh, I'm an army of one. March, march to my own drum, march, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. Oh, I'm an army of one. Brenda's back in heat cause she don't like Mondays. Underpaid teacher, police in the hallways. Yourself a weapon and take it to the gun range. I'll cut the ish, you ain't going to the gun range. Standing with Emma and our sons and daughters, watching our youth have to solve our problems. I follow them, so who's coming with me? Half of you love me, half already hate me.
March, march to my own drum. March, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army. Your city is sinking.
Lies on truth and truth is fiction. Everybody's talking, who's gonna listen? What the hell happened in Helsinki?
March, march to my own drum. March, march to my own drum.
Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. Oh, I'm an army of one.
March, march to my own drum. March, march to my own drum.
Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. Oh, I'm an army of one.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on.